Welcome, all friends of the Dhamma. Awareness in harmony with the nature. The nature around you and the nature of yourself. Before you can get awareness in harmony with all nature, you practice awareness in harmony of yourself, the body, your mind. When you got awareness of your body, but maybe you feel too much rush, want to calm down your mind, or want to calm down your breathing, that is not in harmony. But if you just keep your awareness from heart, in harmony, that is seeing, how are you now? Seeing, okay? Seeing with accept and understanding, more accept, more understanding, then it become more and more harmony with your body. Because more harmony with your body, that is you got consciousness become one with your body, okay? Now your body got your consciousness with body only 8, 9, 10% according to psychology. You got consciousness sleeping in your heart, but it's attached, clinking inside. So that's why you need to smile, open your heart, and trust in the Buddha. Trust in the Buddha teaching, okay? And trust your practice. Then you can feel more consciousness over your body, and then you can see your body, just see what you see, just know what you know, not by thought. By pure mind is consciousness. Where is pure mind, you know? Where is pure mind? Now this is monkey mind, okay? Monkey mind lost in thought. And this also sometimes monkey mind come to your heart, become emotion. Where is pure mind? Can you touch your arm? Can you feel your touching? Now, touch your arm. You stop thinking. You stop worry. Because your mind come here. Okay? This is we call equanimity of mind. Or other words, consciousness. No thought, no emotion, okay? This is consciousness. Now you lost consciousness. First, I just tell you, there are six consciousness. I consciousness. How to develop I consciousness? When you look, can you see clearly what you look? You got consciousness come awareness, okay? And now you look and listen. Can you develop consciousness on your seeing and hearing? Okay? You can feel something wake up and got clear knowing, okay? And you look and listen. Now I try to bring your consciousness back to you, because now you got consciousness with your body about 8 to 10% according to psychology. I just like a jigsaw. Jigsaw. From your eye, can you look by your eye and see clearly? How to see clearly? Stillness of mind, or good mindfulness. How to hear clearly? If I tell you, listen to my voice very loud. But can you listen something quiet in this room? Noisy voice, don't pay attention. Can you listen something quiet in this room? Your mind become more conscious, okay? More consciousness. So, just hearing clearly, whatever's quiet voice. Now, I just would like you to develop full consciousness. That means you got six consciousness, but you maybe got only 8 to 10% consciousness with you, according to the psychology. So bring up, what is six consciousness? I, Rup. But can you see clearly together? See what you look. I look at you, I see clearly. Then I got eye consciousness. I got awareness here. Okay? Ear consciousness. Now I speak loud, you listen. Maybe your consciousness not wake up because I speak loud. But can you listen to something quiet, more quietness in this room? You got more mindfulness and more consciousness. That's right. More mindfulness, that means attention. And more attention, more hearing clearly. Attention is your mind. Hearing clearly, we call hearing by consciousness, okay? Or we call spirit and soul, okay? But in Buddhist context, we not call spirit and soul, okay? We call consciousness. The one who hear is spirit and soul. That when you just go to Christian church, they talk about spirit and soul, okay? But in the Buddhist context, we use consciousness, okay? Where are your consciousness? This morning I tell you, come to your mind, attention. When you keep attention on my talking, your ear listen, and with attention, then you got consciousness, ear consciousness, hearing, or your soul, your spirit and soul here, okay? Your mind got consciousness over hearing. Normally your mind still, you don't wake up. But in the practice of meditation, we got stillness of mind first, and then we wake up, okay? Wake up and see, wake up and know, wake up knowing seeing, we call vipassana. Vipassana, you got wake up in the stillness. And what wake up in the stillness, you know? Consciousness. Your mind become consciousness, okay? Okay? That's why the one who hearing is not your ear, your consciousness, okay? Overhearing. We call ear consciousness, but consciousness is come from your mind, attention, okay? So, can you just wake up more consciousness? It look like now you not aware of yourself, how you sit, but now can you just be mindful, don't think, then don't think anything, not lost in thought, just stop. You know yourself more. Stop thinking, you know yourself more. If you have a lot of thought, you know about things outside, okay? But when you stop thinking, you got knowing yourself. Knowing yourself, your body, sitting, posture, that is you got consciousness over the body posture. Now, I wake up your consciousness, I consciousness, inside, not here. Inside, okay? with your mind still, it become consciousness. Ear consciousness inside, go to your mind. Your mind become consciousness over your hearing. And body contact, for example, on your cushion, soft or hard, just be mindful and know from your mind, awareness from your mind of the feeling over your seat. Can you know? When you know from your mind, know how you feel on your seat. You know from your mind? You got consciousness over touching. Okay? So now can you develop more consciousness over your body more and more? Because you got touching with air in this room. Here you don't understand because it's no wind. If you go out windy, you can rely got touching. But here not windy, but you still got air allow you, but you not good enough consciousness, not have good enough. Can you just feel your sitting with relax, with relaxation? With relaxation you get consciousness more over your body. Now you got eye consciousness, ear consciousness, body consciousness, okay? And nose consciousness, okay? In your nose, can you be conscious of your breathing in your nose? Can you feel in your breathing? Okay? But actually, nose consciousness, we mean when we smell something, okay? But anyhow, just make it simple. Can you feel in your nose? In your nose, you got breathing moving in, moving out every moment, okay? Consciousness over your nose. And tongue consciousness. You never know in your mouth. If you just keep your mind in your mouth all the time, very calm, because you got consciousness only inside, not lost in thought. This is consciousness in your mouth. Can you realize something in your mouth? Cool and hot, okay? And got water element, air element, okay? Anyhow, just I tell you, consciousness on your eye, consciousness on your ear, consciousness on your body, enough for you to go inside and wake up with more consciousness, okay? Now, can you be conscious, okay? You got seeing, not lost, just not lost. Because you open your eye, but you lost. You open your eye, but you not have eye consciousness, because consciousness become thought. Open your eye, but you sometimes not see what in front. Okay. Just keep eye conscious, ear conscious, body conscious enough. Okay. Then it become my consciousness, knowing, seeing. That's right. When you know what you hear, know what you see, know your feeling over the body, it bring back your pure mind. My consciousness come back. Okay? And when you got my consciousness, you got calmness of mind. So, after we got my consciousness, calmness of mind, you need to develop. Wake up more consciousness from your heart or the subconsciousness in your heart with smile, trust in the Buddha. But if you cannot calm your mind still a lot of thought. Even you smile, you cannot wake up because you lost in thought. So that is calmness first. And wake up Vipassana is your consciousness inside wake up and seeing mental quality. How to wake up? Smile, you got consciousness, wake up and see your smile. That's right. Can you see by your consciousness? In the morning, I just tell you, see by awareness. But actually, what seeing when you got awareness? Consciousness, okay? You smile. If you not smile, then your consciousness may be stirring in your emotion. Okay? Smile. Emotion far away. Now, can you just keep good mindfulness and good consciousness, knowing, seeing yourself by consciousness. I teach you walking meditation, see by mindfulness and see by awareness. When you have see by mindfulness, seeing by awareness, it becomes seeing by consciousness. Okay? That means you have very good consciousness. That's why, can you feel conscious over your breathing in? Don't have to look. Can you feel? Feel your breathing go in, go out, touching inside your nose or in front of your nose. Can you feel? You got, this is actually it's not smell, it's not nose consciousness, it's still body consciousness, okay? So that's why first start with body consciousness first. Relax your body and more conscious knowing seeing you are sitting. After you got more consciousness knowing seeing you are sitting, can you draw your consciousness up from the body consciousness to your breathing? Can you draw? If you cannot draw, okay, again, feel conscious over the whole body by relaxation. You got more consciousness? Can you draw your consciousness to your right palm from the body? Come here already. Can you? To the left palm? Can you? To your neck? Can you? To your right shoulder? To your left shoulder? Then to your breathing. That's why today, if you know about consciousness, how to focus your breathing, how? Draw your consciousness, come to your breathing. But first, just mindful of your body, the whole body generally with relaxation, and then develop consciousness over the whole body first. Can you feel more relaxed? And what do you feel? You got more consciousness over the body, whole body? And then can you bring your consciousness from the body consciousness to your breathing? Yeah. Oh, can you draw from body consciousness here? And if your mind, good mindfulness, still and notice how you got consciousness over the breath body. The breathing, it become like a breath body, okay? Can you just keep consciousness over the breath body? Only. So that's why, how to keep consciousness over the breath body? Just keep composure of your consciousness, composure here. Can you? This is how to focus, okay? Can you keep composure of your consciousness come here? Now, when your consciousness come here, it look like the consciousness here more and more, you can realize the breath body, okay? It's a become blood body more and more if you feel conscious. Blood body, that means you can see by your consciousness, see the blood body. Sometimes it look like a cotton, okay, in your nose. Sometimes it look like a mist. Sometimes it look like a buildup. Sometimes it look like a smoke. Okay? This is said in the Tipitaka. Breathing image. Okay? Or wet body. So how to develop breathing image in the practice of mindfulness of breathing? Those who got very skilled, a lot of skill in breathing meditation, they just have a chat. How is your breathing image? What it look like? Those who never draw consciousness here, never keep consciousness, never keep composure here, cannot realize breathing image. Okay? Because if you can realize breathing image, that means you go to advanced level of meditation. We call jhana. Okay? The first jhana, second jhana, it starts from your consciousness over your breathing, become breath body. Okay? And a different kind of breath body in Tipitaka. If you just mindful to look, to watch, you cannot develop breath body consciousness. You just mindful and notice and feeling. Can you feel in your nose? The breathing touching in, when you're breathing in, it's touching somewhere. When you're breathing out, it's touching somewhere. Different position. Can you feel? It got different touching point. Can you feel? And more consciousness here. It becomes awareness here. And it becomes seeing the blood body. But you need a kind of very good mindfulness, very sharp mindfulness, then it becomes breathing image or consciousness over the breath body. And it looks like you know and see the breath body. Sometimes when you sit meditation and you watch, sometimes you feel this is something like a cotton, the feeling, but not enough. You must develop consciousness seeing by consciousness clearly, like seeing a picture. Okay? You understand what I mean? The way you sit, you focus only. How about consciousness? Focus is your mind. How about consciousness? First, you have to focus because you have thought. When you focus, maybe not long, if you know the knower, 10 seconds you watch or focus, but witness the knower. Then the knower more witnessing, it become awareness of more calmness inside. Then watching here, but seeing the knower. Seeing the breathing here, in and out, and see the knower. When you see the knower, your mind come back home here, and your mind come back home with the stillness of mind, more stillness of mind, it become more conscious. For example, your ear listen to me, but I speak loud. Can you listen something more quiet? You got more mindfulness. You need to get more mindfulness, that's right. You need to get more stillness of mind, that's right. And when you got more stillness of mind, what consciousness arising? It arising become, this is breath body. Sound is a body also. It looks like you can hearing sound. Okay? like a body, okay? But you can practice when got raining and you be mindful, hearing every drop of raining, your mind become mindful with consciousness, hearing drop of raining. It look like drop of raining, but when you close your eye, it look like you see the raindrop. Okay, that is you have good meditation. Okay, knowing everybody know. I know raindrop. I know, but knowing not enough. You must develop good meditation with good mindfulness until your consciousness hearing, knowing, seeing, like eye seeing. Okay, you understand what I mean now? So that's why you never practice meditation to develop consciousness. You only develop concentration. Concentration not enough. You must balance together concentration, okay, and seeing the mind, okay, and your concentration go back into the mind the knower, and from mind the knower you just keep quiet with good attention. Now you got more consciousness here. When you keep quiet and with good attention, you got more consciousness here. This is how to develop deep meditation into the jhana. You understand? You must come back to stay with the knower. That's why the way you sit. I can realize if you sit here, your head go down a bit. That means you still stay here. Your mind stay here. Okay? This is the object. But who know? Your mind must stay inside with the knower. Okay? And watch from the knower. When you watch from the knower, with quietness inside, with quietness, no doubt, no thought, it become consciousness over the dead body. Okay? And this is very, very special. Only those who practice meditation for 10 years, 20 years, then they learn more, and they see master. Master will tell them, just practice more and more until you can see the dead body, different kinds of dead body. It doesn't matter, okay? There are more than 10 types of dead body in the Vedika, okay? More conscious. Now you just keep consciousness here. Or you just keep consciousness in your mouth. Consciousness of water element. It looks like you got consciousness seeing you are chewing something. And you chewing something, it looks like you can see water body. That's right. Can you see water body? Okay. By consciousness. This show up, show that you got very good mindfulness. And can you see fire element in your mouth? Just be mindful and keep consciousness, knowing temperature in your mouth. More stillness of mind. You got knowing temperature and seeing warm in your mouth. Okay, you understand? It firemen, you cannot see by eye, but you can see by consciousness. Warm, okay? Characteristic of fire element is warm, okay? So how about this is breathing in and out? You just stay in your mind, knowing at the knowing. Then your knowing strong, consciousness become strong, okay? And it look like when it become more consciousness, it got seeing like breathing image or nimitta. Understanding? Okay? So this is advanced technique to develop meditation into the jhana. Okay? So now, I just start with body first. Just still in your mind. And if you want to keep attention on your body, the water element, and your mind quiet and still, you got consciousness over the body more and more, and you can see by your consciousness seeing sweat everywhere on your body. Can you see? This is showing your mind go into the meditative state. Okay? So now this is not many people know. I learned from my master Kassapa Muni. You know my master Kassapa Muni. He is bleeding. Very powerful. He can keep his bleeding immense. Everywhere. We call pranayama. Okay, you know pranayama? Or qi in the Chinese medicine, we call qi. You got qi. Okay? And he can realize qi or pranayama. Okay? And this is very powerful. This, even the fire in front can extinguish fire. Okay? Because, you know, he went to India, and one day he lived with hermit in the Leshgeta. He's famous for hermit. And one day the chief of hermit want to know how much power a Thai monk got. Just welcome him, come to join the meeting. Okay? And they just make a fire up. In the middle, got a fire. Kassapa Muni sit opposite the hermit, the sheep. And he made the fire up. Kassapa just cut the fire down, okay? Then he made the fire up overwhelm. And Kassapa Muni, my master, just extinguish fire completely, okay? With breathing, okay? With breathing, so powerful, he said. This is stronger than hurricane. He can move hurricane, go somewhere, or stop. If he got this pranayama is really strong, okay? Strong, okay? So, but anyhow, this is not the purpose. Purpose to practice for power. So we develop calmness at inside. Power is not our purpose. So just can you feel consciousness over your breath body like cotton, like a mist, like a smoke, like a dewdrop. Stay here, your mind. Still your mind at home and notice and aware. Can you keep awareness only on your breathing in and breathing out? Can you? And with the stillness of mind, more awareness of the breathing in and out, you can realize it become breath body. First, you just keep awareness area of breathing. Can you? Can you keep awareness area of breathing? And your mind stay still at home. Your mind still more consciousness wake up. Okay? And close your eye. Your mind still and keep awareness only on the breath body, on the area in your nose or in and out your nose? Can you feel touching differently? Can you feel? Touching. And be mindful, notice and aware. Notice and aware. First, you got concentration by watching, but your mind now still already. Then you just develop your mind how to put concentration. Keep notice, okay? Can you keep notice? If you keep notice, you might stay at home. If you watch again, then you start from the beginning, you might come out. Come out to the object you watch. And then I tell you, who know the object you watch? When you light the candle, who know? Your mind know. Come back, watch from your mind. Then you got calmness. When you got calmness now, you just keep notice. Keep notice and aware together. And close your eye now. Just draw your consciousness more and more here. And it takes time. 5 or 10 minutes, can you just keep composure, your consciousness over the breath body? Then you can realize the feeling of the breath body in your nose. And notice, keep notice in your mind, and aware, notice and aware on your breathing, in and out, in your nose, inside or outside, in front or inside. We call area of breathing. Can you keep notice that? It more consciousness. It look like it got feeling, okay? It got feeling that you do the right way already. Just keep notice. Keep notice. Keep notice. And aware. Notice and aware. Aware of your breathing, notice your breathing, and aware the area of breathing, different touching, and notice. Even I open your eye, my eye, I keep notice and aware my breathing inside, area of touching, inside and outside. Then it become image, okay? More, you keep notice, your mind still and mindful. And keep your back straight. Then you can feel something with your consciousness. Keep notice from your mind with good awareness. notice and aware with the stillness of mind. Notice and aware. You got more self-awareness on the area of breathing. It got different touching. Can you just keep notice that? Or keep noting, noting, keep noting, keep noting with good notice. Okay? We call gamnat ru. Noting only area of breathing with good notice. Okay? This is technique to develop breathing image. You cannot learn anywhere, because it's difficult to explain by words. Difficult. Even from book you cannot learn. Cannot learn because difficult to explain by word, by writing. Only by experience. Keep noting with good notice. Noting, 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 noting with good notice. Every moment. No gap for thought. Every moment, no gap for thought. Thought cannot interfere you. Keep noting with good notice. It become bread body, soft and subtle there. Don't think what it look like, okay? Just feel what you feel. Know what you know. See what you see. This is consciousness become one point here. From body consciousness, draw through consciousness only on your breathing, one point. Can you? notice and more awareness, you got consciousness, seeing by consciousness the dead body, in or out, out and in, is become dead body and seeing by consciousness. And even you open your eye, can you conscious of your thought? You got seeing your thought, okay? Can you be conscious with good awareness and see your thought? Just see. When you thought, just awareness and see, you got consciousness, okay? When you got consciousness, you can see thought go away and become less, 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 and become no thought. Can you develop more notice on your breathing? When you relax, sit and relax. Just train yourself. Draw your consciousness coming here. Even you open your eye, your consciousness more and more here, and then you keep notice, or keep noting and notice. You got seeing the dead body image. Look like that, but not clear yet. But this is the way. You got only calmness, but you must develop more deep in the calmness, more sharp in the calmness, by awareness and see. Can you draw your consciousness from your dead body to your arm, to your arm, to your palm, to your thumb, to your pointer, more and more, to the middle, to the ring, to the smallest, touching here. Can you feel your touching? Awareness of your touching? More consciousness here, okay? In the Chinese movie, the three tribes fighting together, there is the guy who got very wisdom, just counting. This you can practice when you go on the train, nothing to do, you just counting, or only touching, 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 until it become awareness and see. When you mind still, it become more consciousness. Okay? Okay, so I will let you develop more consciousness on your breathing again. Can you just be aware of your consciousness over the breathing naturally first? And from here, then can you develop more consciousness over the breathing inside? And more? Can you get more consciousness? More over the breathing to everywhere, every part of the body? So just Feel your breathing from here to inside, inside go everywhere. Smile in your heart. When you got smile, you got consciousness inside, more and more, everywhere inside. Then you can realize breathing go everywhere in your smile. More consciousness with good mindfulness and awareness on your breathing. When you got awareness of your breathing, you got consciousness there. But if you got some thought arising, got awareness and see your thought, you got consciousness there, consciousness seeing thought. Draw more consciousness from your body relaxation. Draw to your breathing in and out. More consciousness over your breathing in and out. You can realize area of breathing. Keep notice on your breathing, even you closing eye or opening eye, doesn't matter. If you know how to bring your consciousness to any part of the body, that's right. It looks like you got feeling that body. It become different feeling. Sometimes like a mass. Mass, M-A-S-S, mass. Mass, mist. Like a mist, smoke, dewdrop, okay? Not mass, M-A-S-S, a mass. A mass, this is a mass, okay? It's a mass. A mass like dewdrop, a mass like rainbow. Somebody feeling it like a rainbow, okay? So just feel area of breathing on the touching differently, because it touching differently, then it form a mass, okay? Form mass. Mass like a mist, mass like a rainbow. You understand mass? Okay? Yeah. But people don't understand, they focus one point. One point you cannot realize a mass of breathing because you focus only one point. But actually, breathing in and out, it got different touching. Okay? Now, can you just more consciousness in your nose? Inside, the hole, two hole. It got touching in the hole. Sometimes soft, sometimes hard, sometimes softer. Because it different. It become a mass. Mass like a fog, like a mist, like rainbow, like a cotton. Okay? That's why when you sit on the beach, sit in the garden, just keep notice on your breathing in the hole. Can you feel the movement in the hole touching? It look like you got more consciousness here, seeing it like something in and out, something in and out, okay? Seeing by your consciousness. Good. Okay? In and out, in and out. Keep notice. More awareness. If you put concentration, it become not balanced. Concentration, but poor awareness. So can you balance? Watching and aware together. But now your mind calm, it look like you don't have to watch something in front, you just keep notice in your mind. You can see even it on your seat. Can you keep notice in your mind? Even the feeling on your seat. Okay? Can you keep notice in your mind? The feeling in your nose? It become consciousness, and this is you can practice according to the Tipitaka. Okay, so we got a break, 15 minutes. May I have warm water, please? Now, no voice. Okay, understanding?